بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم. A very warm welcome to the enlightening waves of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program The Last Savior. Brother Muhammad Liaquat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
Brother Liaquat is a research scholar in the House of Ulema of Qom and has a deep insight on this particular topic. In the previous episode, we discussed some of the responsibilities of awaiters towards the imam. In this episode as well, we would like to know more from you, Brother Liaquat. So, first of all, we got to be knowing increased knowledge about imam. You said we should know what is waiting, and we should get to the actual form of waiting, which is waiting and doing something and also being eager. And third was to cultivate love for imam, and any imam you are close with, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have that deep connection and love for imam in your hearts. So now we would like to know more responsibilities that waiters have towards the imam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So another responsibility what we should be having as a responsible awaiter, example, is the obedience towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhi muslim, bil akhas, especially towards the imam of our time.
All right.
When it comes to the riwayat or the ahadith, the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam, we know that kulluhum wahid, everyone, all of the imams are from one light, one divine light. And that, of course, that light is the light of wilaya, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed and granted them. So if Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam says something, it is definitely the word of Imam Mahdi, ajallahu ta'ala farjuhu sharif.
Like,
as
you know,
well,
we have that book by the leader of the revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei as well. A man of 250 years.
Yes.
250
years. A 250-year-old man, yeah?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, for example, if the main concept is that the time duration from the first imams rule to the occultation of Imam Mahdi ajallahu ta'ala faraja was some 250 years, and in these 250 years it seems as if one person, one word, one thing has been living all these 250 years.
Yes, exactly. The person who is living for such a long duration of time undergoes different challenges. At one point of time he has to do sulh, meaning he has to like go and he has to say, okay, so what we say is negotiations, yeah?
Yeah.
At one point of time, no, he has to stand up against oppression. At one point of time, he should spread knowledge. At one point of time, he has to bear all the patience, example, yeah? So, and this, if this single person is saying something to us and he's very well experienced as well, and such an experienced one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears upon this person, example, this personality. And I was reading tafsir of the Holy Quran of Surah Al-Fajr the other day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, Wal-Fajr, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Wal-Fajr, Wal-Layalin Ashr, Wal-Shafi'u, Wal-Watr. So there was a hadith from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam where he says, Wal-fajr huwa al-qa'im, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. The dawn break or fajr, the time of fajr, in which normally we recite namaz as well, namaz of fajr. The zahir meaning is dawn break. The apparent meaning, yeah, exactly. The hidden meaning is the imam of a time.
All right.
You see? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing upon the 12th imam, if this is the case, yeah? So when he's swearing upon something, then that person and the personality should be very important personality, isn't it?
Indeed. Now, okay. It's becoming interesting, and we would like to know more about that, but let's take a short break here.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. Oh Light of Allah, you are my my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIP English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here. And we are discussing the responsibilities of the waiters. Brother Liaquat Abbas, you were saying, you were discussing the verse of Surah Fajr, and you said that it's according to some of the interpretations of Quran, Allah is its apparent meaning is Allah is swearing by the dawn break, but the actual dawn breaker is Imam himself.
Yes, the actual Fajr is Imam Ajallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, and we have a hadith from Imam Jafar Sadiq Alayhi Salam about it, and Imam Baqir Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. Okay, so when Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is swearing upon him, okay, and he's, of course, he's going to say something very important after all these swearings, example, yeah. Allah is going to say something very important. So when Allah is swearing upon a pious and pure personality, and that personality says something, we have to, normal intellect of a person would say, without any ifs and buts, you have to say yes to that personality. Imagine, like, Allah swearing upon that personality. Okay, so coming over here,
It removes all sorts of doubts.
Sorry?
Allah swearing on him removes all sorts of doubts.
Definitely,
there's no point of question.
Definitely,
now.
It will. Definitely. And we have a hadith as well from Imam Jafar al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. They are the awaiters of Imam are the most obedient to their masters.
Mm-hmm.
So if we see this hadith example, the awaiters, me being a responsible awaiter of the Imam,
so shall I see,
should be the most obedient, amongst the most obedient ones towards the Imam of my time. So someone asks the Imam, okay, tell me one of the qualities of the awaiters. So of course, and the Imam says he will have a very prolonged occultation and everything. And the person was like, okay, ya Mawlaya, so tell me who is a proper one who is awaiting the Imam of the time. Then he would say the most, he will be amongst the most obedient ones towards his Imam of his time. So now the question rises, how much are we obedient? Are we really obedient in the first place? In order for us to be obedient towards my Imam of my time, I should know what are his commandments. What does he want from us?
Yeah.
If he says something, I can be obedient to him. If he says, okay, do this and don't do that, example, then I can say, okay, I will definitely do this and I will not do that for sure. Okay. By this, I'm obedient to my Imam.
Yeah.
But if I don't know at all what my Imam is saying, what my Imam is telling me, what are the narrations, example, in a very simplified version, then how can I be obedient? Isn't it?
Right.
Okay, and second thing, at least the information what I have from the Holy Quran, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, I have to try my level best to at least follow it,
right,
to bring it in my life, isn't it? If I don't do that, then I'm not a proper obedient person towards.
Having talked of Quran here, and also having talked of obedience, and also about Imam, it brings some things all together in my mind. But let's keep a pause here, and we'll take a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. We'll be back in a while.
مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهديون في الأزمان شعظيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ما ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here and we are discussing the responsibilities of the waiters. Well, Brother Liaquat, you were talking about the obedience, and also we're talking about following Quran. You know, there's one verse in the Holy Book of Quran that says, to the believers. It addresses to the believers that follow Allah, follow His Rasul, His Messenger, and the Ulul Amr.
Yes. So actually, I was coming to this verse. Thank you for quoting it out over here. Jazakallah. Atiyu Allah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu ar-Rasul wa Ulul Amri minkum. So basically over here, Atiyu Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is keeping a special ita'at or obedience towards Him.
Yeah.
Atiyu ar-Rasul wa Ulul Amr. Then obedience of the Prophet and the Imams, alayhimu salatu wassalam. Okay. It's actually because of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I'm going towards the obedience of the Prophet. And of course, Prophet and the Imams, alayhimu salatu wassalam. If I disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ati Allah, so obey me.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I'm obeying Him, then I will be like, okay, what should I obey? Ya Ilahi. Allah will be like, Atiyur Rasul. Wa ulil amr. You see? So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the maqam of He being the actual mighty creator,
yeah,
He's saying, okay, now that you're obeying me, obey the Prophet, obey my Prophet as well, and the Imams as well. So now coming to the Ulil Amr itself, if I am obeying the Imam of my time, because it's like a tasbih, it's like basically having link to one another.
Yeah.
I am obeying the Prophet as well. I'm obeying Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam. And also I'm obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
All right.
If I obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm obeying the Prophet and I'm obeying the Imams alayhi wa sallam. So for someone who says, oh, you know what? It's okay if we leave this hadith. It's okay if we kind of follow our own desire in this particular session, in this particular state, in this particular meeting, whatever, like in this particular state, yeah? If it's okay, like it's just once, example. Oh, this is hijab. It's okay. Like just for this one marriage, it's okay. Not following hijab, example.
Yeah.
Not following. Okay, it's okay. It's just once that I'm not reciting namaz. Oh, it's okay. It's just once. You see, people are like this. There are many of these kind. For these kind of people, if they disobey one of the narrations of the Imam, knowing that there's a hadith example, they are directly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And someone who disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has disobeyed the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam as well. So, you know, those people who come to us and say, oh, you know what? We love the Ahlul Bayt. We cry upon the Ahlul Bayt. So definitely we're going to go to Jannah. On the other side, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are strict. And they are saying, if you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are not going to help you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the other side is like, if you disobey the Ahlul Bayt, I'm not going to help you.
All
you
right.
See? So there's, if we consider this obedience to be one straight rope or one straight chain, Allah is connected to the Ahlul Bayt and the Prophet. The Prophet is connected to the Ahlul Bayt and Allah. And the Ahlul Bayt are connected to Allah and the Prophet. Alayhi salatu wasalam and ajallallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we won't be like, oh, you know what? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying. This is the Prophet saying. We would be like, oh, you know what? I have to obey. That's it. If we don't have this thing, obedience in us, then know that we are not amongst those responsible
awaiters
of the Imam.
We said that Islam is a religion of submission when we submit our desires in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So submission comes by obedience itself. So until another episode, dear listeners, take good care. Brother Liaqat, we would also like to express our gratitude to you for
sharing those
insights. Thank you, dear listeners. Until next time, stay healthy and also be obedient to the Imam and to the Prophet and also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll be coming back in upcoming episode with more responsibilities. Take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun?